Hello, hello. All right, I think we should be able to do this one pretty quick. This is the fourth installment of the literal series. We need to get into some theology. All right, my argument, my next positive argument for why we must take the creation story literally is because Jesus took it literally. And I contend that you cannot make the argument that, well, he had a stupid human brain and he could be wrong about stuff, because he can't be wrong about this. He was involved in creation. So if he knows that he's God, he knows that he created and how he created. If he actually claimed to be God, as Christians claim he did, then he can't be wrong about creation. Furthermore, he seemed to not just know he was God, but boast about it. Before Abraham, I am. So if he knows this, if he's certain about this, then it is not plausible that he's confused about creation. Okay, let's get down to it. Mark chapter 10, and let's just pick up at verse 6. But from the very beginning of creation, God made them male and female. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two become one flesh. And so there are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. All right, that really should be enough. Let me point out the one little prepositional phrase that makes this kind of a slam dunk case, really. It is way back in verse 6. But from the very beginning, God made them male and female. No, that is not what it says. That's how some Christians like to read it. What it says is from the very beginning of creation. Because without of creation, you could just get really vague and squiggly about which beginning we're talking about. You know, you could maybe say, well, you know, there were eons and epochs of creation, but he's talking about from the beginning of when he made man. That is not what it says. It says from the very beginning of creation. Now, where do humans sit in the evolutionary chain, in the cosmic chain? Well, we all know by now that humans just popped onto the scene just yesterday. On the cosmic calendar, we just happened. We're at the end of the process. We're nowhere near the beginning of the process. If evolution, any form of evolution, if evolution, then humans are not anywhere near the beginning of creation. And this is something that evolutionary creationists can't get away from. Jesus places Adam and Eve, once again, he takes them literally, not figuratively. He takes them literally, and he places them at the beginning of creation. That makes Jesus a literalist, a literal young earther. But he's taking the Genesis story at face value, literally, reading it exactly the way Ken Ham does, exactly the way I do. That's how Jesus read it. So if you believe that Jesus knew what he was talking about, there is no way to read this statement with any intellectual integrity that I can find. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think there's any way to read his statement and not draw from that a literal six-day creation, young earth beginning. Now, I mean, we can look at the content of it too. Even though he doesn't mention Adam and Eve by name, it is clear that he is referring to Adam and Eve, and he believes in a literal Adam and Eve. Some of the things cited here are things taken directly out of Genesis. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife. This is directly out of Genesis. Jesus takes this literally. Literally. The two become one flesh. This is directly out of Genesis. He takes this literally. So when he's making this quote, He is also making an assertion that this literally happened. Because once again, you know, no matter how you try to intellectualize your way out of the trap, Jesus closes it pretty tight by putting these events at the beginning of creation. skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com, log in your discuss account, discuss away. skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. If you want to correspond with me, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.